It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, ya champ. Thank you so much for downloading the 270th edition of the Lane Mitchell Show weekly podcast. Highlights from the past week's shows and, Sonic sessions from time to time. Mother came by. They didn't just come by, they came by on the day their brand new album, Very Good Bad Thing, was released in Canada. Played us a couple of new songs and an old favorite, too. An incredible version of Bit by Bit that will blow your mind. Thank you so much for downloading. If you like the show, follow me on Facebook or on Twitter at Lane Aru, LaneRoo.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, the wait is over, TV fans. Rogers and Shaw partnered on a Netflix-style streaming service called Show Me, which launches today. 12,000 hours of TV shows, movies, and more. You know, I'm going to level with you. I don't know how it stacks up to Netflix just yet, but I've already committed the $9 a month just so I can find out if their adult programming service will be called Show Me Yours, I'll Show You Mine. Yeah. And Chelsea Handler has quit Instagram over their censorship of a topless picture she tried to share multiple times with her followers. The comedian was trying to recreate a famous photo of Russian President Vladimir Putin riding a horse without a shirt on, along with the caption, "Anything a man can do, a woman has the right to do better. Hashtag Kremlin." And it's day four of Movember. This is kind of interesting. A new study found a link between promiscuity and a lower risk of prostate cancer. Men who slept with more than 20 women in their lifetime had a 28% lower risk of developing the disease. Now, while the idea of sleeping with tons of random women would be a dream cancer cure, researchers believe the findings have more to do with how often a man has sex rather than how many partners he's had. So the dream dies there.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Ooh, this just in, Will Smith is a freaking weirdo. His wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, revealed on Facebook this week that he takes photos of her while she sleeps. She shared one of them saying, "I discovered the sexiest secret the other day. My husband takes pics of me in my sleep." Is that creepy or sweet? Because to me, that kind of has a little, it puts the lotion on its skin kind of vibe to it. And hey, Pepsi is launching a brand new drink in Japan. They launch one every year, actually. A strawberry milk flavored Pepsi that will go on sale there December 9th. According to Pepsi, the flavor is a glamorous pink cola drink, perfect for the winter party season. Pink milky Pepsi. It's like Pepto-Bismol and the reason you're taking Pepto-Bismol all rolled into one. And a new study shows that women have more free time than ever before. Thanks to advances in technology and a small portion of household chores now falling to men, women on average now spend 90 minutes less cooking, cleaning, and washing than they did 50 years ago. That said, unless you'd like her to spend those extra 90 minutes repeatedly punching you in the crotch, I don't think I'd mention it if I were you.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
One of the top trending topics on Twitter earlier this week, Alex from Target. Above Taylor Swift, above ISIS, above elections. Who the hell is Alex from Target? Well, he's a cashier at a Target store. You were probably hoping for more than that, weren't you? Turns out it was all part of a viral marketing campaign by a company called Breaker. I find it a little unsettling how easily we can make somebody famous these days. I mean, geez, Subway Jared built his $15 million empire just by eating a couple of footlongs. Kim Kardashian's $65 million empire. Well, there was a video of her doing something similar. Alex from Target. Pretty much just famous for showing up to work one day. And as far as business ideas go, I smell a winner with this one. A courier company that specializes in poop. The company will even gift wrap your poop. And you may have thought the Toronto mayoral race was interesting. Wow, it's got nothing on the one in Burnaby. Last week, I told you about a candidate whose platform involved bylaws against any public displays of affection, including hand-holding. Word's gotten out now that one party was rumoring that an opposing party was planning to inject children in the community with a new gay serum. They fight dirty over there.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 7th of November, just 21 days remaining until Black Friday. Well, what you call Black Friday. I don't see colors. I just see Fridays. And a wildlife expert will be eaten alive by an anaconda as part of a new show on Discovery. The show will be called Eaten Alive. Well, I mean, that's what we'll call it. Snakes will probably just call it lunch. And before you go getting all concerned, don't worry. He'll be wearing a snake-proof suit. And hey, the next Star Wars movie will not be called Episode 7. News broke yesterday that the new film's title will be Star Wars The Force Awakens. Who wakes it up? Well, I don't know. Maybe the Force got an alarm clock. Either way, the world at large seems to agree that Star Wars is like pizza. If you don't like it, there's probably something wrong with you. That said, it's also more commonly enjoyed by sad bachelors. And an artist-slash-anti-pipeline activist in our province forced an oil giant to reroute an entire pipeline by classifying his land as art. A man living in Demet, Alberta, has been making big oil jump through hoops for years in an effort to keep the pipeline away from his property. His latest effort caused Enbridge to reroute a proposed pipeline after he built a small section of white picket fence and copyrighted it as an art installation. Great article about it, actually, on Vice.
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 10th of November. It was on this date in 1983, 31 years ago, that Microsoft first released its Windows operating system. And call me optimistic, but I think any day now they're going to perfect it. This is cool, though. Microsoft is offering up Microsoft Office for both iPhone and iPad for free. I don't know if I can see myself building too many complex spreadsheets using my iPhone, but, well, I can now at least. And the Navy SEAL who killed Osama bin Laden betrayed his oath and revealed it publicly. He's now touring the U.S. as a motivational speaker. A fellow serviceman also raised eyebrows by writing a book about the affair, but at least he had the brains to do it under a pseudonym. I mean, by going public, you might as well strap a target to your back. And a man was charged with trespassing after breaking into U2 drummer Larry Mullen Jr.'s house carrying a golf club. Wait a minute. Was he actually trespassing? Or did the guy just give away his personal presence for free as part of the launch of the iPhone 6? It's all about perspective, isn't it?
It's a Sonic Session. Another live to digital performance in the Booster Juice Listener Lounge from Sonic 1029. Enjoy the acoustics. They look good on you.
Now, Mother, your brand new album is out today. Very Good Bad Thing. What is that day like? The album release day like for a band? Is it like, is it Christmas morning? Is it setting a wild animal free into the wilderness?
It's highly anticlimactic, to be perfectly honest. You know, it's kind of like when, like Halloween, you get like the big bazooka firework and you go to light it off and it goes pfft. Like that. Like it just kind of little poof. The reason being, because you're sitting on it for so long, you're kind of like stroking it and petting it and manicuring it and watching it and touching it and feeling it and sniffing it for months. And then you finally let other people do that. And I think you just have it for too long to yourself. It'd be more like exciting if you made it and then the day after you made it, you released it.
Well, let's get to the first single from this brand new album, Get Out the Way, Mother, in Sonic's Booster Juice Listener Lounge.
It's another exclusive live to digital performance from the Sonic Listener Lounge.
Hey, there's something in the way. Oh, it's just me and my brain. Look, there's an elephant in the room. I know I'll make a piano and play a little tune. And I'll write the perfect song for the perfect day. Might take a little time before my song gets played. Just get out the way, get out. Get out the way, get out. Get out the way, get out the way, get out. fa la la, there's spit on my face. The hot breath of the human race. And I know I'm supposed to integrate. But how's about instead I inch away? Just get out the way, get out. Get out the way, get out. Get out the way, get out the way, get out the way, oh. Get out the way, get out. Get out the way, get out. Get out the way, get out the way, get out the way. I'm not antisocial. I'm just tired of the people. And I'm fine with rolling solo. So get out.
Out the way. Sonic 1029's Booster Juice Listener Lounge, Mother Mother, Get Out the Way, from their brand new album out today, Very Good Bad Thing. This has to be not only your biggest album, because, well, first album of a major label, but also, is this not your biggest tour? Like, what are you doing to prepare for this tour?
This tour, I'm growing up, I'm doing a cleanse for like a month to get ready for this tour because it means so very much to me. And as a gift for my efforts, I was induced with a horrendous flu.
What kind of cleanse? I know people are going to ask.
I just stopped doing all the dirty things. So like just a normal, I just live like a normal person now. Yeah, nothing overly impressive. It's not a juice cleanse. I still eat regular food. Nothing that would kill you if you did too much of it.
It's another exclusive live to digital performance from Sonic's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. We know you've got a hankering. From an angle, from a bird of a different breed, yeah. I never went to your school. I learned in a monkey tree. So come into the jungle, where the drugs and the drinks are free, yeah. You're tied to the rat race, a big bird in a small cage. You're tied with a tight rope. And you wiggle but it won't let go. You wanna be a free bird. You wanna be a free lover. See, you gotta run from the shepherd. Run, run away with me. I live in the jungle. I sleep in a monkey tree. I'm looking from an angle. From a bird of a different breed, yeah. I never went to your school. I learned in a monkey tree. So come into the jungle, where the drugs and the drinks are free. Yeah, 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 yeah. Everyone, everyone can. We got everything, everything you need, everything for free. Run away with me. I live in the jungle.
looking from an angle, from a bird of a different breed. Yeah, I never went to your school, I learned in a monkey tree. So come into the jungle and make love in the song with me in the rat race. A big bird in a small cage, tied to a tight rope. And you wiggle but I won't, you wiggle but I won't let it go. You wanna be a free bird, you wanna be a free lover. See, you gotta run from the shepherd. Run, run away with me. Run, run away with me. Run, run away with me.
Monkey Tree, a Mother Mother Sonic session in our Booster Juice Listener Lounge. They make the sound guy look so good. It's them. Oh, big album for you guys for a few reasons. First major label album?
Yeah.
How does that change things for you guys?
Well, it's new people. It's more people.
Does it really change things radically for a band, or is it more just, it's kind of a milestone. It's, you know, something you aspire to, but it doesn't really...
I think there's this idea that when you sign to a major label, your creative control somehow gets relinquished, or that becomes more of a dialogue with your team. And that's the case with new bands when they kind of sign overnight to a big thing and it's meant to be an overnight success. But for us, we've been kind of refining our musical character, personality for so long that it was just a very smooth transition of them taking who we are and what we do by ourselves and funneling it into their machine, for lack of a better word. So it's been really great for that reason. I think it's the best time for a band like us, who's kind of quirky and different, to be on a major label, having had a decade to kind of go through puberty, you know, figure out who we are, you know.
And you worked with Gavin Brown on this record. For those who don't know, he did Metric's last couple albums, Billy Talent. What was that experience like?
It's great. Yeah, that was a first for us to kind of relinquish the production over to someone else, because I've always kind of co-produced, which was a relief in a way. You know, it's kind of like you can step back and just be an artist, just be a musician, and yeah, put all your energy into your role, singing and songwriting and playing the guitar right, and not worry about the big picture as much.
Well, the tour starts a week from today in Halifax. You're at the Shaw a month from today. That's a big venue. Is that your biggest sort of headlining show or series of shows?
I think it might just be, which, you know, is a great segue to thank you all and thank everybody here in Edmonton for the support. It blows our minds that we're playing this venue. We opened for Matt Good here 5 years ago in that venue, maybe 4 years ago. You know, it was like, wow, this is crazy. Look at this big old place. Wow, it's so cool to be opening here, and to be headlining is a thrill.
Well, Mother Mother is playing at the Shaw Conference Center with... well, let's just say another very treasured Edmonton band. And there's something particularly special about this show that we will talk about after next song. That is what we in the business call a hook.
Out in the sticks, bit by bit, gonna build my house in the wildest thickets. Gonna get away from all those mouths at my ship. Gonna say goodbye to all the la di da di da di da di da. I'm getting on a mountain, away from the people on the ground and some cop sticking on my wagon. One by one, gonna get my properties all bundled up to the the branch of a poplar tree and saunter off with a buck and a wildebeest. We're getting lost. I'm getting on a mountain away from the people on the ground, and some cop sticking on my wagon. Chop, chop, we're gonna build a cabin up top on a pretty little mountain. Fuck off all you people on the ground, yeah. No, I won't bring too much of anything. Maybe a little slick off for the rain. Maybe just a good book and a heart to pray. I'll make a mistress of a little wicked thing. Bit by bit, gonna get my bricks out in the sticks. Bit by bit, gonna build my house in the wildest thickets. Gonna get away from all those miles and my shit. I'm gonna say goodbye to all the la di da di da di da di da. From the people on the ground, and some cop sticking up my wagon. Chop, chop, we're gonna build a cabin up top on a pretty little mountain. Fuck off all you people on the ground, yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
That was freaking incredible. That was so good. Mother Sonic session. As I mentioned, you guys are playing a month from today at the Shaw Conference Center. And why don't you make the announcement here?
Okay, so the beautiful information that we are presenting to you is that on December 4th at the Shaw Conference Center, we're going to be streaming the show live as it happens in real time.
Broadcast live on Sonic 102.9. Thank you so much for being here. Mother, their brand new album, in stores today, Very Good Bad Thing.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for having us.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at sonic1029.com.